Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
It's awesome to see you guys this morning. Welcome to Little Sotara. What an awesome day out there. I think today's finally the first day the humidity hasn't been higher than the temperature. So just, yeah, enjoy the morning here. We have just a few announcements to make. One of the biggest one, I think, this morning here would be our own Vacation Bible School starts tomorrow. And just a reminder that you can still sign up as of today, even as of tomorrow morning. If there's anyone that has not registered yet, you can still register today and tomorrow morning. There's information out in the Narthex about registration for anyone that wants to participate. July 16th. We will be having Music on the Hill here, where the praise team here and the faithful men will be providing music for you guys. And what's going to be really cool is toward the end of the event there, we will be taking the faithful men and ourselves and kind of, I think we chose to kind of take each other out of our comfort zones, and we were going to do a little bit of their music and they're going to do a little bit of our music, but we're going to do it together, which is the biggest thing. So please, please come out and join us. Bring a blanket, sit on the grass, just have a blast. It's going to be a fun, fun night. And it is rain or shine. Thank you, Pam. Yep. So if it does rain, we will move everything inside down in the fellowship hall. The junior, and this is what I want to touch on also on Tuesday, July 18th, and this is in your bulletin here, there'll be a fundraiser at Twin Kiss out on 422 in Myerstown, and that will be to help the National Youth Conference at Fort Collins in Colorado. And part of the proceeds will go directly to the youth. So please, if you can, July 18th, come on out to Twin Kiss.
You need to pick up a sheet in the Narthex, too. You need to bring a sheet.
And you do need to pick up a sheet out in the Narthex, actually, before. Is it for registration?
For them to get credit, for our youth to get credit.
Yes? Oh. In Narthex, yes. Thank you. Does anyone else have any announcements they'd like to share?
Said it is VBS time, so if we have any volunteers for Vacation Bible School in any capacity, we would invite you to please stand here in this very moment. We would like to dedicate you, and we have a script that we'll be going through, so we'd encourage you, when it says VBS Hero Central Leaders, you'll see it on the screen, to please say that along with us as we go through this script. So, as it says, the psalmist declared, do good, seek peace, and go after it. The persons before you are dedicating themselves to leading students of all ages into a deeper relationship with God through Jesus Christ as they empower our students to discover their strength in God. These leaders will become superheroes to the children of the church and community in these coming days. Our prayer is that God will endow each of you with the attributes of the biblical heroes from our VBS Hero Central program. This is your part, leaders. We ask you to... there's a part that says VBS Hero Central Leaders that should be on the screen at this time.
Technical.
It didn't work this morning.
Work for service.
I was reclining, it did not work.
All right, repeat after me. We ask you...
We ask you...
To pray for us.
To pray for us.
As we seek...
As we see.
God's help. We ask you. To pray for all.
Those.
Whose lives will be touched.
Whose lives will be touched.
And we ask you. To help us extend.
An invitation.
To neighbors.
Relatives.
And friends.
To join us.
At VBS.
Hero Central.
God's heroes give us a heart of love
for the children and youth this week.
God's heroes have courage.
God give us courage for the task before us. To lead and share the good news of your love with the children.
God's heroes have wisdom.
God grant us wisdom to see our children through your eyes. And acknowledge them as made in your image.
God's heroes have hope.
God, we place our hope in you. Let us share hope with the children.
God's heroes have power.
At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit brought power to the believers. May we share with the children the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
And congregation, would you please rise and join with our congregational response? We pray that the Holy Spirit will guide and direct your steps. We pray that the children who attend BBS sense the presence of the Holy Spirit in his or her life and are endowed with the gifts that God provides. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, thank you for these whom you have called to your service. Raise up heroes among us. Give each leader a kind and compassionate heart for each child and student. Grant them wisdom. Fill their hearts with love. Help them be a blessing to all who take part in our VBS program. But above all, let them place their hope in Jesus Christ, who will give them strength through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. SPM. Can you reach above my head? Oh, here we go. She's going to choke me. Oh, we're good.
Please rise and join us in the call to worship. What joy we have to share in worship together.
What peace we have to celebrate in song.
What love we have that builds us up.
What comfort in the knowledge of Christ our Lord.
Let us praise our Lord.
While I have you on your feet, make a joyful noise and sing with us, Let There Be Praise.
VBS dedication as well. So if we could roll the video for the prayer and we'll sing along to it.
Lord, we call to you right now. Hear us as we pray.
Does hear us as we pray, and we'd invite you to continue to share joys and concerns among us as a church family. And we'd just like to add Harvey Zimmerman, who is anticipating this afternoon a procedure to fix a bleed in his body, as well as many other procedures, and also Janelle Redman, who has a fractured rib from a car accident. We ask you to keep her in prayer and the family as well. Are there any other joys or concerns you'd like to highlight this morning? There'll be a microphone coming around, and we invite you to share. But we do ask you to keep the VBS volunteers and the staff in your prayers throughout the week each day. It makes a huge difference.
Give a round of applause, not only for them, but for all marriages.
Yes, indeed. Ashley and Jake Bone were here yesterday and were married, and what a wonderful celebration that was as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. So let's praise God with a hand clap for the youth and their mission trip this past week and all they could accomplish. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we turn to you this morning and we thank you that we can gather here in your loving arms to worship you, to praise you, and to know that you are here in our midst. We know, Father, the week that we've been through. We know the week that we are anticipating. And we just pray, Father, you would draw us closer and closer to your heart, that your heartbeat would be heard through our sounds that we make and our actions that we complete. We pray, Father, for peace in situations where there's turmoil. We pray for comfort, and we pray for healing among those that are dealing with various illnesses. And Father, you know precisely what we go through on a daily basis. And we just ask, Father, that you would allow us to feel that special touch that only you can provide in our lives. We do lift up every marriage relationship in this congregation and in this community and in this world. And we just ask, Father, that we would be attentive to our spouse's needs, and we would consider them more important than us and the needs that they have. And we just pray that we would indeed live godly lives as we are married, as we raise children, and as we live our single lives here in this earth. And we just praise you, Father, for those in our lives that we're attempting to reach, that we're trying to share your love with. Father, you know who they are, and we just pray for their hearts to be opened as we share that good news with others. And we pray that that light would continue to shine in our lives. And this VBS week, we just pray now for the children who will be entering through those doors. You know who they are already, and we're just asking you, Father, to just allow them to receive all that we have in store, and for the excitement to build as the week goes on, and give the volunteers the energy, the divine energy that they'll need to be able to lead these students and do the jobs that they'll be doing this week. And we just praise you, Father, for volunteers and for every volunteer in every aspect of this church. We lift up especially Janelle Redman this morning, and you know the fractured rib, the pain that she's experiencing from her accident. And we know, Father, your touch can relieve that pain, and we're asking, if it be your will, you would just allow her pain to cease in Jesus' name, and that fractured rib to just heal up. And we just pray for Harvey Zimmerman as well, and the procedures he's awaiting. Father, you know where the bleeds are, and you know what procedures have to happen to stop those. And we're just praying, as this week goes on, you would be with Harvey, you would be with May, and you would be with their whole family, and just let them know that your love is upon them and your comfort is with them, and just give them patience as they go through these trying times. And we just know the damage that has happened to Emma and Michael's home, and you know they're looking for a new home, but Father, you already have that in place, and we're just asking for your wisdom, your guidance to be imparted to them, and to give them peace in this search process. And just wrap your loving arms around them and let them know your closeness, and help us to encourage them and to uplift them as well as friends and family. And we just thank you for the youth mission trip. Each youth, each advisor that was part of that trip, we just thank you for the work that they were able to accomplish, for the families that they were able to meet their needs. And we just praise you, Father, for our hands and our feet and the work that we're able to do. I pray each day we would be about your service and doing what you call us to do, to assist others and to make your name known by that work. And we just think of new mission opportunities, and think of the opportunity in Missouri, that you would just allow that to come to fruition. Father, you know what needs to happen, and we just pray for the Brethren Disaster Ministries, that they would be given all the guidance that they need to be able to make that site open and possible. We lift up by name those on our prayer concerns this morning, and we think of Rufus and Dorothy. We think of Ruth and John, and Carl and Faye, and Earl and Grace. We think of Carol and Pete, and Eugene and Mary. We think of Eric Stoop and the Repperts, and Gene Smith, and John Kruger, and Ruth Conover, and many others that flood our minds right now, Father. We just lift them up to you, and we ask that you would move in their midst. We thank you that you know us better than we'll ever know ourselves, and we just pray that we would live lives that are reflective of Jesus' light, and that we would shine in this world. And we pray all these things in Jesus' most precious name, and all God's children said, amen. Amen.
Join us, if you will, singing Hallelujah.
You are worthy of our praise.
As we enter into this time of offering, I kind of missed the joys and concerns part. I was a little fading out, but I just wanted to let everybody know that how just amazingly thankful I am to look out. I had an opportunity yesterday to do a fill-in guitar player at a church, a mega church in Lancaster. And while we're thinking of offering and being thankful, I'm thinking to myself, looking out at this congregation and knowing just how thankful I am that I can look at an extended family and know every single person's face and name, and thinking how grateful I am to be here as opposed to a 6,000 person mega church. So I kind of missed that in the joys and concerns, so I just wanted to share that with you now. So if you would you pray with me? Lord, we just thank you for every blessing, Lord, and every trial. As we know, they shape us into what what we're meant to be and what you want us to be. And we thank you for new mercies, Lord, and blessings every day. We thank you for wonderful families and spouses and for food on the table and a roof over our heads. And we gratefully give thanks for all you have done for us, Lord, as well as all you're going to do in our lives. So we come to you, Lord, offering all we have to you, as we know that everything we have you provided for us, Lord. In your precious name we pray all these things. Amen.
Thank you. Are any of you guys afraid of the dark?
No.
No?
I'm.
Okay, I thought I was alone. It's not unusual for kids to be afraid of the dark. Sometimes you might have a nightlight in your bedroom.
I don't. I have a glowworm and a glow puppy.
You have a glow puppy. That's cool.
It glows.
In fact, I think it might be wise if you have a nightlight in your room. Have any of you ever got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or go get a drink of water? Have you ever stubbed your toe while you're going out? Oh yeah, it hurts. If you go walking in at night, out in the woods maybe, or just outside, do you guys carry a flashlight with you? Yeah? You went to the bathroom in the middle of the night at camp. You took a flashlight? That's a smart idea. Even if you're not afraid of the dark, it still might be wise to take a flashlight if you're going outside. What if you might step in a hole? You might sprain your ankle. Or what if you trip over one of those roots that come out of nowhere? Then you might break your wrist. It's dangerous. If you had to choose walking in the night or walking in the light, which would you choose?
Abby,
more.
I went outside without a flashlight.
You went outside.
I wasn't.
What would you choose?
I was supposed to.
You would choose walking in the light.
It was pajama time when I went out.
Okay. My turn. In the Bible, it says, Jesus talks about light and dark. Jesus says, light has come into this world. Do you know what light Jesus is talking about?
The dark is Satan, the light is God.
The dark is Satan, the light is God. That's right.
The light is Jesus.
He was talking about himself in this place. In another place it says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light of life. You might be surprised to know that some people actually choose to walk in the darkness. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine walking in the darkness? It could get mystical. Why would you do that? Jesus tells us, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their evil deeds will be exposed. Every day we make a choice. If we live by truth, we walk in the light, so that it may be plainly seen. As Jesus says, let your light so shine before men that we may see your good deeds and glorify the Father which is in heaven. What choice would you guys make? Would you choose to walk in the light?
Walk in the light.
Or would you choose to walk in the darkness?
We should go in the darkness.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us make the right choice and walk in the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys can go back to your seats. Thanks for joining me.
Would you all rise and join us in singing Great is the Lord?
Thank you.
be seated. Would you pray with me? Father God, we come before you now in this very time to hear your words. We pray, Father, that you would open our hearts, you would open our minds, and you allow our thoughts to be of you. You know, Father, what our lifestyle looks like. You know what we're going through in this very moment. And we're asking you now, Father, to center us, to allow us to be concentrated on what your word will speak to us individually this day. We pray, Father, that indeed you would have your will be accomplished in this time. And it's in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I would invite you to turn to the very first chapter of Genesis. And we're going to be spending the next few weeks in the very first chapter of Genesis. And today we are in verses 1 through 5. Genesis 1, 1 to 5. And there is power in the spoken word. So I'm going to invite you this morning to read Genesis 1, 1 to 5 with me. Genesis 1, 1 to 5. Genesis 1, 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Now I want you to consider with me this morning that word beginning. We've all had one. We've been born, and we know what happens after we've been born. There are moments where we hear that first coo, that first cry, those first words, that first time you're rolling over, that first time that you're taking your steps. And the beginning continues in our lives with so many events to follow. That first boyfriend, that first girlfriend, and oh, let's not forget that first kiss. The beginning of a career, the beginning of a marriage, a new home, a family. It's no doubt in the beginning God created. But life flows on. The ups and the downs, the bumps and the bruises, the success and the failure, the joy and the sorrow, the grief and the pain, and it goes on and on. Our minds are full, informative overload. The heart at times jumping with elation, but other times pounding with frustration. That stress we go through day in and day out, it's reduced. At times it's increased, and there's peace that we long to find. But life flows on, the twists, the turns, we rise, we fall. But friends, we know in all that God creates, and then God speaks. Out of the darkness, out of the void, without form, he says three powerful words. Words that change the course of history. Words that speak to our lives today. And would you say them with me? Let there be. And God said, and it was so. Friends, you should be impressed. Creation seemingly effortless. He spoke and things happened. That's it. With mere words, he makes the entire universe out of nothing. We can only dream our words had that kind of power. Little Johnny, would you please clean your room? Dear teenager of mine, please vacuum out your vehicle. Wash your car. And the list goes on. Our words often go with void and without action. But when God speaks, it happens. But then we conceive light separating from darkness. Now I want you to think about that word separate for a minute. What does it mean to separate something? To set it apart, to put it at a distance. So the light and the dark are together no more. We receive his newfound breath of living, free and fueled up for his glory. Friends, what would it be like if God were to write our story? those feelings of regret, those feelings of remorse, that guilt fully tilt to the dark, bursts forth with light. Out of the spoken word of God with might. The day and light, day and night are no equal. Life doesn't need to continue to play over that sequel. What's done is done. The beginning is where it's been won. And he creates and he says, let there be a separation, a parting from what we see. The light and dark, they dance no more. So we wait patiently for what God has in store. So friends, separation must take place. Walk in the light while we run this race. We know that sin may creep at the door, but I invite you to take your stand in Jesus' name and slam it to the floor. For the light we know, as we've read, he sees as good. There was evening, then there was morning. This was the first day. And in its promises, friends, I pray that we may stay. Knowing, friends, that in the beginning, God created. He spoke, let there be. And separation remains. Light from dark. So this morning, perhaps there's a separation that's needed in your life. Perhaps there's been a lie that the enemy continues to tell you that your light will never shine. You'll always be in the dark. But friend, God, through his Son, says that you are mine. He created the light that we might know how good he is through Jesus Christ. But you know, nothing gets us more down than that season of dark. You know that season I'm talking about, the winter months. That absence of light, winter becomes very long, and we long for that light. And you know, I have to think, that's why during the winter months, God gave us Christmas to celebrate his Son Jesus, who is the light, to fill us with peace, to bring us comfort, to bring us joy, and to guide us through this life in that person of Christ. But never have there been more powerful words than let there be light. That phrase, though, can be very confusing. It's often used as a permissive statement, as of, let me out of this box, or let me have that last brownie, please. And we might wonder, we might consider, to whom is God speaking? Was there some cosmic keeper of the key to light? This phrase translates from the Hebrew phrase yehe, or from the Latin fiat lux. In literal translation, it would be a command, something like light, exist. So check this out. God is speaking into the void and he's commanding light to make its presence. How powerful is that? God creates by simply speaking. Now, all that he is, his personality, his power, his creativity, and his beauty are expressed in creation so that none will be with excuse on that day. I mean, come on, who doesn't love a sunrise or a sunset? I know it to be true because they're posted on Facebook everywhere. But God, he simply spoke them into existence. It's like an artist and his personality expressed through their art or through their music. We know someone by what they draw or what they listen to. You want to get to know your teenagers? Look at their playlists. That image, that lyric, it details their mood. It describes their feelings. It opens up their emotions. And in that very moment, you can enter into their lives. Now, we can imagine this idea of light existed first in God's mind and was given form by those three words, let there be. John MacArthur, a commentator, says it like this. The reality of the creative power of God's voice has massive spiritual implications that go well beyond the creation account. We read that light was a metaphor to mean illumination. Would you say that with me 10 times real fast? Illumination, 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 illumination. You guys are slow. It's all good. It's still 10:45, 11 in the morning. It's all good. So what that means is let the truth be known. Bring things into the light. It's not like the little boy who spills the milk and with the milk mustache and mommy asks, "Who spilled the milk, Johnny?" And he says, "It was the dog," when the evidence was all over his face. John 18:12, we read that Jesus himself is the light of the world. When God said, "Let there be light," and that light appeared, it's not only God's creative power, but it's God's absolute control. Now let me ask you a question this morning. Are any of you feeling a bit out of control, a bit overwhelmed, a bit stressed, a bit wondering what could possibly be next? For you, friend, don't lose sight of this fact. What happens, as tragic as it may be, is in God's hands. He has control despite our feelings of losing control. And even more intense, that physical light that God made on that first day of creation, you know what it does? It allows us to know what happens every time someone says yes to Jesus. "I believe in you, the one true light." So the question, why walk in the darkness any longer? For we know, we're convinced, we believe that in Christ Jesus we'll never walk in darkness again, but have the light of life. So what's that mean to us this morning? Come on, Pastor Matt, bring it around. That separation of light from darkness, the fact that God has spoken, "Let there be," it's totally opposite of the phrase YOLO. Have you heard it before? You only live once. YOLO. It seems to be the way society works this day. It means go ahead. Like Mike says, just do it. What's it really matter anyway? Live for the moment. Take the risk. Take the chance. You never know. It just might be fun. But you know what this is really saying? Do you know what it's really saying? That there's no separation. There's no such thing as light and dark. There's no such thing as black and white. It's all relative. There's no absolutes. You might as well call everything gray. Now, Gail, I don't know if you're wearing gray this morning, but you look beautiful in it if you are. Gray's a color we wear. It's not a color we live. It's dangerous, dangerous territory. We live, we walk, we move, we breathe in the light because Jesus Christ is the light. The reality is this. We're headed a certain direction when we make our stance. We stake our claim that Jesus is Lord of our lives. Now that scares some of us. You might be sitting there this morning, "I don't want to make anything Lord of my life, because when it lords over my life, it means it has control." But friend, why would you even have to consider whether Jesus would be Lord of your life? He's got your best interest at mind. He knows the will he has for your life. But until we surrender into the world, it seems crazy. But when we do it, our lives become transformed. It's a life living like any other. And when people encounter you, they know they have met Jesus by the glow on your face. Have you ever met someone like that? You can just see the glow on the face. You know they believe in Jesus Christ. My prayer for each of us this morning is that we would make our decision. There's so many things in our lives that try to lord over us, our jobs, even our families, our children. But Jesus must be Lord over our lives first and foremost. Now you might even be thinking, how in the world do I even walk in the light? What does it mean to walk in the light? Now at first we have to understand to walk in the light is a very common metaphor in Christian culture. It's been said to walk in the light means acting correctly or even living openly. But friends, biblically, the phrase walking in the light means relinquishing sin by following Jesus. Relinquishing sin by following Jesus, to get rid of, to dispose, to throw to the curb, whatever it sense it takes for you, making Jesus Lord of your life, sin must be removed, separated from the dark and walking in the light. We find it in the Old Testament in Isaiah 2:5. It reads, "O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord." In the New Testament, we find that walking in the light is directly related to following Christ. We remember him saying, "I am the what? Light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." So here's the how. Here's the application. To walk, in short, means to live one's life. In other words, consider your way of life. Now, what happens when we walk? We move forward. We make progress. We move closer to our goal. Does anyone know what a Fitbit is? Anyone wearing one this morning? Can you throw your wrist up in the air? Look around you. You'll see a Fitbit. Now, what a Fitbit does is count your steps throughout the day. And if I remember correctly, there's a bunch of lights that if you make your goal and steps for the day, you get lit up, right? Well, I wore one for a while, but as I'm driving down Interstate 81, my bouncing of my hand must have been so much, my lights were lighting up, so I haven't worn my Fitbit since. But imagine with me walking through life with a Jesus Fitbit. Now you'd be thinking, what would a Jesus Fitbit do? Well, I'm glad you asked. When you look at it, at the end of the day, you would be willing to see and able to see if you've met your goal of moving forward, making progress and growth in your relationship with Christ. And if all those lights aren't lit up, you know that there's work to be done. Perhaps you didn't pray that day. Perhaps you didn't even get a chance to read one verse of Scripture. Perhaps that person you encountered, you didn't get a chance to encourage or to share Jesus with. So as you think about that Jesus Fitbit in your mind, consider at the end of the day what it would look like for all your light to be lit up. What a beautiful world we would live in. So this morning, I ask you that when God speaks, let there be that we would choose to walk in the light. Do you remember that song, Happy or Shiny Happy People? Anyone remember that song? We can apply that to us as believers. We should all be shiny, happy people. That when others see us, they see Jesus' face. And I pray that today would mark the beginning of that life where we are full of light. May it be as the praise team comes forward for our closing song. And would you pray with me? Father, we know the light we long to walk in. But Father, we know the darkness that continues to creep into our lives. And today we are making a claim. We are saying, yes, Jesus, by your power, through the Holy Spirit, we shall walk in the light. And I pray, Father, that it would be so in Jesus' most powerful name. Amen. So go ahead and turn to your neighbor and say, what is it like to walk in the light? Share an example of how you've walked in the light as we consider what it means to be light in this world. Go ahead, turn to your neighbor and talk about that. Walking in the light, what does that look like in your life? What have you done lately?
We are good to go. So as Pastor Matt said, let's all go out of here being shiny, happy people and fly away. So if you all will join us in singing, I'll Fly Away.
Some bad morning when this life is over.
As indeed we fly away this very day, as we walk this life, as we learn to live in the light, to know what it means to shine into the darkness. May we be light to this world. May we be love and comfort and compassion to those that are suffering. And may they know Jesus through each of us. Let our light shine. Amen.
Chip.